your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Ben Affleck finally spills some tea on his divorce from J-Lo.
And Steph Curry's full court shot was a false alert. Also, joining us again, it's our good friend, entertainment journalist, and host of The Worthwhile on YouTube, Melissa Knowles is back in the house.
I am so glad to be here back with you guys, and we have a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started. Well, Goopy Gwyneth Paltrow trolled Nikki Glaser for wanting to hook up with her ex. Nikki recently appeared on the Goop podcast, and Gwyneth hilariously called out Nikki for wanting to smash her and J-Lo's ex, Ben Affleck. Take a look.
Even though you wanted to f*** her boyfriend on Raya, or her husband. Sorry,
wait, which one was that?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I definitely, when I used to be on Raya and he would come across very concentrated check mark, yes, and like never getting it back.
I mean, how did Gwyneth even know that though, that about Nikki?
I'm sure she's got producers for the show.
Well,
and maybe this is mentioned somewhere.
Sure.
Maybe Nikki brought it up somewhere. You know, she's pretty fun. She jokes about all of her stuff.
That's also true.
You know how people have like a fake Instagram? Can you have like
Finsta,
a Raya
that's what the kids
Finsta?
Call it.
Let me tell you something right now. I've been on the Raya waiting list for a decade.
Dang, Gina.
They won't let me on.
Why not?
I don't know why.
Oh.
Too many men, not famous enough, I don't know.
Oh.
I have said this before, and this is a fact, and I'm not doing this. I matched with Nikki Glaser on Bumble, and she never messaged me. So how does it feel now, Nikki? How does it feel now?
Reach out. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Batman didn't message you.
Oh, but Batman did.
Batman did.
Well, speaking of Ben Affleck, man, he's finally talking about the end of Benefit 2.0. In a candid GQ interview, Ben said he has nothing but respect for J-Lo and stressed that there was no single dramatic event that ended their marriage. He did admit, however, that their temperaments are different and he's more private than her. And he said he felt embarrassed and vulnerable, which is why he's keeping the nitty-gritty details of their split private. Now, in J-Lo's documentary, The Greatest Love Story Never Told, which happened before the split, Ben said, you don't marry a ship captain and then say, well, I don't like going out on the water.
Wow.
So, do you think it was that way? You think it's the way they see fame that broke them up? Or was it other things?
That was definitely a part of it.
Definitely. She loves being famous. She eats it for breakfast. And I respect that about her. She hustles. He's more low-key. But they both knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, that's
and
my...
They're not going to change all of a sudden.
Yeah, also, just going back to the ship captain quote, it's like you used to be with the ship captain and you knew what the ship captain liked, and then years went by and you got back with the same ship captain. You must know you're getting in the ocean.
That
yeah,
part.
You're going to get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, I'm really curious
enough.
To if... Like, J-Lo will do her version of what happened, even if it's through, like, a parody-style rom-com, where, like, you know how, like, Taylor Swift makes music loosely about her life?
Yeah.
If J-Lo made rom-coms loosely based on every relationship or marriage that she's in, just on marriages alone, you got a cinquilogy. Is that what you get when you get five?
Something like that. Yeah. Cinquilogy, yeah. But here's the thing. In like 20 years, she's gonna drop a tell-all, and it's gonna be like, how I got these rings.
Oh, I'm reading
it and
now.
Each chapter is gonna be one man and how it happened.
Ooh.
She's gonna wait, but then she's gonna air it all out.
You think she's gonna use real names?
We know them.
I mean, well, we do know them.
As long as we still got Google.
Yeah, right.
We'll help it out.
Wow.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? That's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Wow. Okay, well, moving on, Rashida Jones still can't get over the fact that her Parks and Recreation character didn't know the song In Those Jeans. So Rashida recently appeared on Amy Poehler's Good Hang podcast, and she was asked whether or not she felt she gave the best performance of her career in a 2012 Parks and Rec episode in which her character, Ann Perkins, reveals she's never heard of Genuine. And she said this, take a look.
No one's gonna buy it because I don't buy it. Okay, pick anybody else on this cast to try to play that in an honest way. Mm-hmm. It is so unfair that you're making me do this. It really, yeah, it still hurts.
Mm. Oh, I love Rashida Jones.
It's interesting. So her character, Ann Perkins, was kind of nerdy in Parks and Rec. Oh. And so I guess I get it a little bit, but it would have made, she's right, it would have made more sense for Ron or someone else in the cast.
Yeah. It would have been so hilarious if Ron did it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just know, I do know though, that people, when they watch you on TV and they see you out in person, they kind of associate you with whichever character you played. Mm-hmm. And I could see her walking down the street and somebody being like, I can't believe you didn't know In Those Jeans. Well, how did you not know that? And she'd be like, what? Plus, what I do?
Yeah, plus she also came to the show with her dad being Quincy
Jones.
Well, so that's
that.
Another level.
Right.
There's
you know.
That.
You were supposed to know. And then some, it was shot so well that some people who are a little slow might think it was really a documentary.
It kind of looked
like it. Yeah. And not really realize that these people are acting.
Sure.
Well, Nelly is looking back at his short-lived rap beef with Eminem. Now, recently during an appearance on his Bootleg Kev podcast, Nelly shared that he regrets starting a feud with Eminem over a miscommunication. Take a look.
I misinterpreted something when I was really, really new. And, you know, I wanted to apologize to him, you know what I mean? But I was at a time where, you know, I'm coming in, I'm the new guy, anybody talking, you know, from the Lou.
Yeah, people be sleeping on Nelly. Like, Country Grammar is like the funnest song about a drive-by you'll ever hear.
Wow.
Ready to let it go. Like,
I did not realize until right now that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I'm loving this era of Nelly. He seems to be gone through like a big period of growth. You know, he's like, he didn't want Ashanti to be a baby mama, right? And he talked about that. And now he's talking about, so I need to apologize for this. And you don't hear that a lot. Why do you roll your eyes?
Look, I don't want to take it to politics, but ever since he showed us who he is, it's getting hot in here.
Well,
that's
that wasn't
all
even,
I will say. It's getting hot in here. No, thank you.
I wasn't even addressing any of that. I just think it's...
I can't address anything else.
I just think it's one thing for an adult man to look back and say, you know what? I misinterpreted this and I owe an apology. Like, I think, I don't know. That's just
how about apologizing to us?
Yeah.
Us.
Now you got a beef with Melissa Knowles, Nelly.
Oh, I'm sure he's worried.
Yo, give him some bars. Give him some bars.
Oh, what wait,
you got
I don't
for Nelly?
Have them. I don't have
what
them.
You gonna say to Nelly?
Yeah. I'm a part of the 92%. I'm just saying that. Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on. Man, I can't wait for this beef to explode.
I mean.
It looks like Chef Curry's shot was a little undercooked this time. A viral clip hit the net showing Steph Curry launching a basketball from the Warriors tunnel on the opposite side of the floor, and it definitely looked like he made the shot, given that the net even moved.
Whoa.
It looks so good. It looks like that went in. And everyone on this side of the camera is screaming and yelling. However, a few days later, another angle of the shot emerged. And it turns out that we were all deceived because he actually missed it.
Wait. Oh.
Hit the net.
Oh,
literally nothing but net there at the bottom.
Plot twist. I heard he wanted to hit the net.
Okay.
He's that good at what he does.
Steph Curry, who else would get that close doing that?
He's a mutant. Like, I bet you when he goes to Dave and Buster's, they'd be like, nah, man. Excuse me, sir. Don't you, sir, you get away from that.
No, we don't. We ran out of tickets the last time you came in here. Okay, no. Keep your coins.
Well, it looks like Jessica Simpson has her Hawkeye on Jeremy Renner. Now, reportedly a few weeks back, she left a fire.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Boji on an IG video of Jeremy working out shirtless in a gym. Well, now she's back to praising him again. She commented on a clip of him exercising shirtless alongside his mother. She wrote, "I love this. Oh my, mama is strong. I need to go do sit-ups now."
Wait, is that what she sounds like?
I think so, yes. The back and forth comes 15 years after the two first sparked romance rumors. Now, do you think Jessica is shooting her shot here?
Seems like a little under the table shot. Like,
you know, Yeah.
Like, you know, like when you like halfway open the door and the dog like pushes his nose through the thing so it can try to get out. Like, like that's
very descriptive.
This is the way single women flirt online, Melissa. Let me tell you how this goes.
I don't know how it works.
This is how this works.
Tell me.
Is if you're a single guy and a single woman takes the time to be like, so cute or whatever, and then send you a little comment, that's an alley-oop to you. Your job, Mr. Renner, Hawkeye, is to shoot your shot. She's opened the door.
Here's a question. How often is that happening to you? Is it happening a lot?
No, thanks.
Oh.
Thanks for...
Well, I don't know. I comment on your post sometimes, offer encouragement.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate those words of encouragement.
They do. Like my brother.
Nobody goes anywhere. We're locking the doors. See who just said that in church right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, gospel singer and preacher Marvin Sapp, who's most known for his song, "Never Would Have Made It," is going viral for a moment last year where he was holding a church hostage, every member inside, and he had demands. Check out what he told church members they had to do before they could leave service.
What? Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together. Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant. This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight.
He must have just got the money because we're just now seeing this tape.
You need to quit. So those people have been locked up this whole time.
Yeah, he was nervous about that kidnapping. He had sweat through the shirt and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The people online were like, unsubscribe. And they dipped out.
Just slowly close the laptop.
Marvin Trapp.
Yeah.
Wow. That is wild.
Close the doors. Like
that was
like,
aggressive.
Whoa, sir.
And he repeated it.
Yeah.
And if you were looking at the brother in the back corner, he was kind of grinning at first. Yeah. And he was like, oh, this brother is serious. Mm-hmm. He's talking about locking us in here. Y'all better get that $20.
He probably had a Bible with a hole cut out with a little gun in it.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't walk into a place and say close the doors. That's what got OJ a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See?
A vacation. All right, it is time for
Didn't See Dish Coming!
Okay, a 375-passenger Air France flight traveling from Paris, France to Guadeloupe in the Caribbean was forced to make a U-turn for safety concerns. Safety first, so you can't be too mad at that, right? We want safety in the air.
Sure.
Well, wait until you hear what caused the safety concern. A passenger lost their cell phone in their seat. The crew did an extensive search for the phone, and when they couldn't locate it, they had to stop the 9-hour journey, make a whole U-turn, and fly back to Paris. Now, if you're wondering why a lost phone was considered a safety risk, apparently cell phones contain lithium-ion batteries, which can pose a fire hazard if they get overheated or confined. And so when the plane landed back in Paris, maintenance teams, guess what? They found the phone, and that passenger felt like an idiot. Good. And then the flight took off again only 20 minutes later. 20 minutes.
It's going to cost the airline more money to reroute these people.
Also, by the way, who is the passenger who's like, beep, 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 beep? Oh, I can't find my phone. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like, you're looking for your phone. But and also, even if you can't find it, you're not like, I need help.
Well, yeah, because it didn't fall out of the plane. Right. It's somewhere on here with us. So when we land, you
didn't drop it out the window.
You know, like, what?
And couldn't the plane have flown low enough to where someone could have called the phone on the plane? Activate the find
my?
That's
really good. That's really good.
There are better ways.
I'm landing in Guadalupe. I hope that person got a round of booing.
Boo.
From everyone.
We're booing
on the plane.
Them now.
374 boos.
Do they boo the same in French? Like, is it bois? Bois.
Bois.
Bois. Bois.
Yeah. Okay. Up next, Kelly Clarkson is not happy with her kid's school. Find out why when we...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Come back.
Blah.
Blah.
Blah. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, so on a recent episode of Kylie Kelce's Not Gonna Lie podcast, Kelly Clarkson blasted schools for scheduling midday student performances and how it affects working moms. Check this out.
I'm Kelly Clarkson. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know when the school systems thought it would be a good plan for families and their emotional stability to start having performances at 10 a.m. during the week. This just in, a lot of us work and surprising you with it. Like not giving you like an advance where you can at least tell your work, hey, I'm gonna need this morning off, like to come in. Like, and a lot of jobs wouldn't let you do that anyway. But even if you're like the boss and you would have that control, our kids don't understand. And we just look like when we're not there. And then they go, why was this mom there?
Let her cook.
Let her cook. Okay, Melissa and HK, you guys are parents.
Yeah.
I've got so much time. do you go to all of your kids' performances? Do you go to all of your kids' performances?
You would call me out right now. I'm actually missing my son's baseball game.
Right now?
Right at this moment. Let's hope he just hit a homer. But no, I'm missing it. I will say, because I get to own my own time now, I hardly ever miss a daytime performance at school, even if they throw it at you the day before. But I feel her pain, because when I used to work a regular like 9 to 5, I just couldn't do it.
At my kids' school, they literally had a program called Dads Who Care. And and when I was working in the mornings, I couldn't go.
So
I
just didn't care.
Yeah. So now they're like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? And I really care. I really did.
They thought all the other dads cared and you didn't.
That's so funny.
Yeah. You're like, I care enough to work. Okay, man, I care enough to put food on the table. How about that?
Yeah, dang. Wow.
All right, moving on. I don't know if I've heard of a travel mishap like this one. Okay, so two friends, look at them right there, Lynn Mazzuz and Kira Smith, planned for their dream vacation to Costa Rica, only to realize they booked a flight to San Jose, California instead. Look at this. So in the video, it reads, POV, they don't know it yet, but they are going to hop on a plane to San Jose, California, instead of San Jose, Costa Rica. What?
They should have knew something was up when them flights were that cheap.
That's the first part. Did you not read all of it? I don't understand. Okay, so in a follow-up video, the two who booked their flights separately didn't realize the mistake until they had already landed in California. Y'all need to get one smart friend, because the two of y'all together, that's not what, y'all booked them separately and jacked it up? Okay, they admitted there were so many times that they could have caught their mistake, and they ended up doing a detour to enjoy San Francisco instead. Okay, so what would you guys have done in this situation? Get new friends. I'd get another, a new friend, because you clearly don't know
left from right.
That was God looking out, because both of them would have got kidnapped.
You know what? Yeah. You know what?
That's true. They were about 5 minutes away from being a Dateline episode.
Land the plane. I've lost my phone. Land the plane right now. Wow. Are you kidding me? Hey. You could see the flight times would be quite different also.
What are we doing in California?
I understand.
Want to know how to enjoy free breakfast?
Yes.
We got you covered.
Come right back.
Dish Nation. All right, it's time for
Dish Gone Viral.
All right, so a TikToker by the name of Bailey from Queens went viral for sharing her uncommon free breakfast hack in the city. Take a look.
There's this girl on here who said if you walk into any chain hotel that serves complimentary free breakfast, if you walk in with enough confidence and you're also white, you can get free breakfast.
Wow.
So this morning, I decided to test that theory at a Hyatt Inn, and I was presented with a decision immediately, right, left. I picked right.
You know, she's absolutely right, and you don't 100% have to be white either. It's the confidence.
Have you done this?
Oh, yeah.
What, you have?
Hell yeah.
You just walk by,
yeah. Because sometimes I'll stay at an Airbnb where, like, and I didn't go grocery shopping because maybe the flight landed too late.
Sure.
So I'll go to a hotel that is downtown that I know has, like, you know, free intercontinental breakfasts, and I enjoy myself a dining.
Y'all like free breakfast that much?
Melissa.
It's the cornerstone of, like, you know, the day. Like,
well, no, I eat breakfast, but I'm not trying to go in some random place and just, oh, hi, like, I stayed here last night, I'm just going to get a little plate.
I full support this, actually. She didn't have to include the part about being white, but...
It doesn't hurt, apparently, huh?
She was trying to gatekeep.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Oh, it just works for white people.
Yeah. It's a little white treat for you. Okay.
A white treat?
Okay, sis.
Is that a new phrase?
Don't do this when you say it.
I won't, I promise.
Well, that is all the time we have for today, people. And we got some free dish when y'all come back, through, so we'll see y'all soon. Peace.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.